You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Baseball Together Podcast, Baseball Family. This week we are doing our Baseball Together Fantasy Baseball Draft right now.
9 Plus Us presents the Baseball Together Podcast with your hosts, Blackjack Brad and Kansas City Little Big Briggy Blue Eyes. And now, Baseball Together.
Welcome, Baseball Family. This is a very special episode that we have for you today. We're going to be doing our Fantasy Baseball Draft. I'm Brad, as always, and we're joined by our guy Brig up top middle. And then you'll notice we have four other people on the show with us today. Our other two participants in the league are going to be drafting, but they're not going to be on today for various commitments and illnesses. One of us is under the weather. But anyway, let's go around the room real quick before we get started. We have about a minute before it starts. Let's start in top left. Mike, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. Michael Herrick. Glad to be here.
Mike is going to be our listener participant this season. So go ahead, John.
Super exciting.
John Mullins, Johnny Bobble, a.k.a. Johnny B. Good.
Nice. Go ahead, Jason.
I can't top that. Jason, co-host of the Philly Baseball Together podcast.
And Denise.
Denise and I am the host of the North Chicago Baseball Podcast.
Excellent. All right. Very good. We are about 30 seconds away. For those of you who might be new to the show this year, Denise is our defending champion, so naturally she gets the last pick of the first round. And Mike, since he's actually taking over for last year's listener participant Zip, who actually finished last, he's gonna have the first pick, and then I'm second, I believe. I think it's John. Are you third or is it Tori?
I believe it's Tori.
Tori, and then Brig. There we go. We're live.
Jesus.
It's so noisy.
That is loud.
I didn't see that coming.
Why did you have to take my first guy? Come on now. That's all right. I got a guy right here. Paul Goldschmidt.
Boom.
My first pick.
Wow.
He's had a great WBC. It tends to translate, guys. Come on now.
Okay. Cool story.
For those of you listening and are not on our draft, Mike took Shohei Ohtani, as you might have guessed, as the first pick in the draft. Denise, I was befuddled when I saw that you didn't make him your keeper. I'll be honest with you.
You know what? I had him on my bench almost the entire year last year because the drawback to him is that you only get points if you put him as your pitcher, you only get points for him when he pitches. It doesn't matter if he bats that game. And then you only get points if you put him as a batter, because he's usually then a DH. You only get points as a batter. So I was not getting many points from him at all. And I had him on my bench about 95% of the season.
It's crazy. It's crazy how that works out. All right, Jewel just picked. Who did he pick? Anybody see? Okay,
Jose Ramirez.
Okay, go ahead and call out your picks as you make them. So Denise, you're on the clock right now. We'll get a couple rounds going, then we'll start talking more a little more WBC. Like I said, I feel like Paul Goldschmidt has been on fire, playing really well, and I think it's going to translate to this regular season. As you can see, I'm banking on it, Brig. Despite
eye
rolling and head shaking,
I can't understand you.
I'm gonna take Trout.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, good luck. We'll see.
I wonder if it all translates to the regular season.
Didn't last year.
Oh, hey, I'm still on the clock.
So it's Snake. So you're Denise, when you pick, you're gonna get two in a row.
Yeah, I know how that works,
but now you've got a ways to go. Well, I'm explaining mostly for the listeners.
Prove it, Denise.
I'm going to go. Oh, God, do I want a pitcher or a position player? I'm gonna take Machado on that too. Nice. I apparently like the players that, you know, they flip a coin on.
Well, you know. All right, who's up now? Jewel is up.
Jewel.
I believe he's picking because I don't think he went auto draft. Last time he took Jose Ramirez. I would think that he's not on auto draft. He's going. So while Jewel picks, guys, I just want to know everybody's general thoughts on the WBC. Have you been watching? Have you been paying attention a lot? I mean, a lot of this group has been because we've been talking about it in our chat. John, I think you're the only one who we don't know if you've been watching it or not. What about you?
Not that much.
No. Are you not into it or what? Or just haven't had a chance to watch
it? I'm just not that into it. I watched the game the other night, the U.S. and oh, my goodness. The Turner bomb.
Venezuela.
Oh, yeah.
Venezuela. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I did get the good vibes again. That's what I sent my buddy, who's also a Philly fan, unfortunately, a message and said that it's going to be really hard to root against Trey Turner.
I would think so. Yeah.
Don't call me Justin Bieber.
You.
Nice. I literally just queued him up.
Then I got my starting pitching done, so I'm happy.
Right on. You're up, John. But what about everybody else? Like, what has everybody's been big takeaway been from the WBC so far? I mean, Brig and I shared all about
stop doing business with Fox.
Well, we know.
I had a lengthy rant about that on NASPOD.
It's never going to happen.
Ronald Acuña Jr. Yeah.
Nice. Who's up? Brig. Brigger Mortis.
Yeah.
Did anybody change their team name?
That still pops me.
Did anybody else change their team name? I changed mine from the Manitoba Man Clowns to Julio Think You Are.
I was wondering who that was.
Yeah, that's me.
who's Devastation Incorporated?
That's me.
Mike? Okay.
It's Mike. I went with the Aaron Nola.
What are you laughing about? A contract year?
Yes.
I'm not.
Yordan Alvarez. That's right.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I just couldn't have too many Astros to start. I thought about
it. He'll be my only one. There will not be any other on my team.
That's the way I'm feeling about the accountant. Kind of the same feel, though. Like, he's had a pretty solid WBC on what I've been following. So
he's had a pretty solid last few years.
And Matt Olson.
He was my high scorer last year.
Oh, Matt. I was going to take Matt Olson.
Oh, I'm on the clock already?
Fine.
Shoot. Then I'm going to go with I'm going to get my catcher, JT Realmuto.
JT Realmuto.
Dang it.
To be honest, I'm loving the
I think we lost Denise. How about this, guys? Let's talk injuries in the WBC. Do fans have the right to be upset about the injuries that have happened in the WBC? Like, do Mets fans have a right?
It could happen in spring training.
Exactly right. Right. Like, well, I understand that Edwin Diaz isn't going to be jumping around celebrating a win in spring training, but he could still get hurt, right?
Okay. So, go ahead, Denise. Sorry.
No. I don't think they do. Oh my God, his name just totally slipped my mind. Seiya Suzuki, he hurt himself practicing before the first game of spring training. He had an oblique injury. And so he was out of the WBC. He's out of, you know, he's just now starting to do some non-contact swinging in the cages. I mean, it can happen at any point.
Yeah, exactly. That's my thing, is that, like, these guys are playing baseball. I'd rather have my guys get hurt playing at a high level in the WBC than have a crappy injury in spring training. Like, same. Justin Turner got hit in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a spring training game. Like, come on now.
Yeah. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Well, and who was it? It was one of the White Sox players. Was it last year, the year before, during spring training? He went to try and make this catch like over the wall in the outfield, and he ended up like separating his shoulder. Was that right? Yeah. But you know, same thing. I mean, I don't angry. It sucks. If it was my player, I'd be pissed. But it is what it is.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's the way I see it. It is what it is. It's gonna happen. It could happen anytime. Like I remember, there was one time somebody had asked Pete Carroll something about, like, are you worried about keeping guys in a blowout? He's like, no. Somebody could roll their ankle walking into the practice facility, and then season's over. Yeah. You know, it's like you might as well get hurt playing if that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
All right. Last couple off the board. Jewel took a gamble with Fernando Tatis Jr.
Ooh.
Jason took Adley Rutschman. And Harrisburg Charlie's John took Justin Verlander's. Brig, you shocked me. Actually taking Alex Bregman?
I know. Somebody else picked up Devers.
I'm surprised he's allowed in your clubhouse.
Yeah, he's not. It's a virtual. It's all fake.
Not worried about virtual chemistry.
No.
I was pretty focused on Devers myself. Then he was gone.
All right, I need Kevin Gausman.
Kevin
Gausman. You're going to lose points on box this season, Denise.
Yeah, well.
There's that Northside Chicago attitude we love.
Oh, she's still picking. She doesn't have time to be too snarky right now.
That's when you get her.
Yeah.
Because she can't fire back with that wit we can't keep up with.
Exactly. That's how we need to do it. There's some good middle infielders on the board still, though.
I just took Will Smith.
No!
Sorry about your luck. Again,
no, which one?
The
catcher.
Yeah.
They both slapped though, so
not the one that hits, you know, Chris on stage.
Oh my gosh, man! Come on,
I'm taking Corey Seager.
Solid.
Well, give me DeGrom.
Have fun for those five games. He's going to be healthy.
Hey, you know what, though? He's going to come out there, and he's going to rack up those strikeouts during those five outings, okay?
It's going to be the best five games of the season for me.
Going to be comeback weeks for John. Going to get him right in the playoff hunt. End of the season. Solid pick, Brig. Luis Arias.
Thank you. Feeling smug.
Cool. Time to make another run to the chip and win. I'll be completely honest. Is he who played in the championship against Denise?
Yeah, he played against Denise in the championship last year. Didn't you basically run him out of the stadium with Denise? You ran him right out, didn't you? Or no, you had to come back, right? Is that how it went? I'm on the clock. Okay.
She's not listening to you, Brad.
I know she's not. I can see her mouth moving. Nothing's coming out. Tori got Dylan Cease. I'm going to go with, let's see. I have a first baseman. I'm good there. I need a shortstop, third baseman. I'm going to go with Bobby Witt Jr.
No. Oh.
Speaking of Bobby Witt Jr., get your Chinook seeds.
Yes.
What a great plug. He's on the bag for the lemon pepper. Fantastic.
That jalapeno one is fantastic.
Use BT Pod to save 10% and support the show.
Bow the show.
Oh, I'm up already. This really throws me off. I'm going to get a pitcher. I'm going to get this year's Cy Young Award winner, the American League Cy Young winner. I'm calling it now. Mr. Luis Castillo.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's gonna be on a World Series winning team, and he's gonna help get him there.
Rigor mortis, don't you do it.
Don't tell me what to do.
Ben has two on,
John
two outs
spits
right
his
now.
Beverage out.
My pop.
I'm stuck, man. I'm stuck. I got two choices here. I don't know which one to go with, but
the one I want.
Oh, man, Denise, I hate to do this to you.
Do it. Do it.
Okay. I already know.
You didn't do it to her. You did it to me.
Yes.
Francisco Lindor, for those not watching.
Yeah, you're right.
I wish we could figure out a way to get a ticker across the bottom of the screen. It shows all the picks. Awesome. That'd be awesome.
I really don't want to do this.
That would probably be some kind of integration that we don't have.
I'm definitely reaching here.
Or an intern. I don't know.
Him and I just can't pass him up. Give me Schwarbs.
Oh, Schwabba. There's Denise. There's the one she wanted.
That's what I figured Brig was talking about.
I was leaning that way, but
I only remember Schwarbs when he played, you know, that half season in Washington.
I love him.
Yeah. He's fabulous, though.
That's Let's her guy.
Nice. Yep. Show enough.
Yeah. All right, I'm taking Arenado.
Oh, I was just about to put him in my queue.
Dang, me too.
Man. I know Mike is desperately waiting for me to react to someone taking a player I want.
So I haven't washed my Schwarber USA jersey yet.
Oh, you haven't washed any of the luck off, but that's good.
Yeah, I haven't washed it yet.
Jake Cronenworth?
Hmm.
All right.
Nice pick. Ozzy Albies. Ooh, interesting pick, Denise.
You know, I had him last year, and he was doing really well until he got hurt.
Yeah.
Solid pick.
Okay, everybody leave my guy alone until I get him, okay? All right, thanks.
Why don't you tell us who he is so we can stay away?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Denise.
Call dibs. I call this chair. Man. I call this chair.
Denise took Wander Franco.
That's my shortstops back to back that I was going to take.
Way to go, Denise.
I guess that's payback for Schwarbs. I'll take it.
I'm sorry. I have to keep exiting and re-entering every time my thing freezes. I can't hear you guys.
It's probably for the best.
It might be.
But when I'm out waiting backstage, that's when I can swear.
yeah.
All right, this guy did really good for me last
Don't
season.
Don't you do it, Jason.
I am do it. Yet again John's cousin Cedric.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay.
Now he did good All for right. me last year.
I'm just going to finish out my rotation with a guy from the University of West Virginia, Alex Manoah.
Who?
Alex Manoah.
Manoah.
Just kidding. All right, finally, I get Randy Rosarena. You all going down.
Oh, shoot. I don't know. This isn't the WBC. He's not good. He can't win single-handedly.
You knock it off. He just got everyday points player. I don't care if he wins.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not a Miami fan. Or a Tampa Bay fan, I mean.
I need another outfielder, so I'm going to go with I don't know if I should go with which one of these guys. George Springer.
Yeah.
Probably going to regret that.
This is my help.
Oh. Did you give you the side eye just now? This is my help. The dog goes,
Charlie. Mom.
You need to step it up, Charles.
This team is named after you.
Is your dog your GM, asleep. John?
He is. Or is he's sleeping on the job right now, though.
He's got to be better than Mark Schott.
Jason, I feel like every time we have you on, you manage to work in Mark Schott.
Every have I worked time. Here in multiple times? How did I
yes. do this? No.
I didn't know I did this.
Mike took Max Fried and upset Brig.
Yeah, I'm upset, Mike. Thank you.
I apologize.
No, you don't.
Take no, he back. Doesn't.
I want Spencer Strider. I thought about taking Zach Gallen, but then I remembered that you lose points for a team loss. So, pretty
yeah,
much all
I
that
tried to ask you to change about. That.
And I said no.
I know. It's the dumbest rule in the history of rules.
Hey, it's the way you play the game, Brig. Okay, we are a little more than halfway. Let's start doing season predictions, okay? So, Jason, let's start with you. How do you think the Phillies are going to do this year?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Hard-hitting analysis.
Love the confidence.
No, I think there's going to be a hangover in Philly, honestly. I think they have the talent, but I think they're going to come out slow.
Do you think it's because Bryce Harper is not going to be there initially?
I don't think that, because they handled well without him during the season last year. I'm not getting my hopes super high like a lot of other Phillies fans. Like, I know Torrey's going to listen to this and just curse me under his breath while he's at work. So
it won't
maybe
even
he's
be
not
under
cursing
breath.
You under his breath. Maybe he's like legitimately cursing you.
Oh, that
yeah,
could
won't
be too.
Under his breath
because he's not on here.
Taking Brian Reynolds. He wants to leave Pittsburgh. He's going to perform.
He is going to leave Pittsburgh. If he,
unless he just plays disgruntled leaves. Because he knows everybody knows how good he is.
Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me right now, because now I'm going to overthink this pick the rest of the night.
And perhaps the rest of the season. Jewel took MJ Melendez.
Who?
Going to take
Lost Melendez brother.
You're taking what? No, Denise.
Yeah.
I will repeat myself. Sorry about your luck.
Seek life elsewhere. That's what a friend of mine says. She says, seek life elsewhere. Oh, man.
Let's see who's up. Oh, Denise is back on the clock again.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah. So, John, you're a Nats guy, a Walgreens Nationals.
Yeah, there it is.
How do you feel the Nats are going to do this year?
So, if you remember last year, which I still owe you a pie.
That's right.
You do owe us a pie.
I said 50 and under, and they went 55 and 107. I think I'm going to go the same bet as last year, 50. They're going to go under 50.
Wow.
That's pretty bad, John. That's, I mean, you got to think that's 112 losses at least.
They may be closer to 45 to 48 wins this year. It's going to be a bad.
I think you're underselling them, man. Young talent can spark at any time.
Yeah, but the majority of the young talent's still too young, and it's in the double A and triple A part of the system.
That's tough.
I think I've been there, though. We're still 3 to 5 years from seeing any type of upside to these trades that have happened. I've seen both two of the three key pieces to the Soto trade I seen play earlier this year, and they look good. They're just still really young. And James Wood, who's considered probably the best prospect in the system now, is now in Harrisburg. So I'll get to see him in a month, something like that.
Nice.
So,
Jason, who'd you just take? Sorry, John.
I wasn't going to take a Philly, but Reese was sitting there and I didn't want Josh Bell. So I needed a first baseman. And I know he did well for John last year. So,
all right.
Which we got to meet up at a game this year.
Oh, for sure. And speaking of the Nats, the only piece worth having, in my opinion, the catcher.
Kybert Ruiz.
Kybert. Oh, that last week I said Kybert. And I, we know Brad corrected me, K-Bear. And I was like, what? That's how it's spelled, okay?
That's how it's spelled.
So, Denise, are the Cubs going to be any better this year?
Yeah.
Is that Blake?
Yes. Thanks, Blake.
Yes, sir.
Fabulous.
I think they'll be better. I don't know. I don't think they're going to take the division, but I think they'll be better. I think they still have. I think this year is going to be what 2015 was. They might make the wild card, but I think this year is going to be almost like what 2015 was.
Now,
I just took the best left fielder in the game. Taylor Ward.
Taylor Ward. just ask him.
Yeah, he'll tell you.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome.
All right, Brig, tell us about the Yankees. How are the Yankees going to do this year?
They're going to be a mash unit for the first 4 to 6 weeks again. And then that's going to force them to call up their young guys. And their young guys are going to come in and just wow everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a problem for the front office and the fan base. And it's going to cause serious rifts in Yankee State or in the Yankee community. And then we're going to all hate everybody again and because they're going to manipulate service time. And then we'll probably make it to the playoffs. And from there, depending on how they manage the playoff run and the roster spots and the young talent, we will either go super deep or we'll get swiped off the board again. I don't know.
So business is
business as usual. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steinbrenner, Hal Steinbrenner is going to be okay with just good enough.
Well, and so is Brian Cashman.
Let's be honest.
He's going to be happy collecting baseball cards.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah. Give me the Flash.
Oh, this is good. So, Jewel said that he was going to pick Dalton Varsho over Cal Raleigh. He took Cal Raleigh a little bit ago, but he said that it moved when he looked away, and Cal Raleigh was in the place where he had his finger. Amazing.
That's fantastic.
Head on a swivel in the draft, Jewel. I think we've all learned that before. Head on a swivel.
I'm going to take Vaughn Grissom.
Am I like going for the team with the most juniors and not even realizing it? I've got three juniors.
I think you need to.
You're going
to
be the Harrisburg Charlie Juniors. Is that gonna be your name now?
Acuna Jr., Guerrero Jr., and Chisholm Jr. Let's see if there's any third baseman with a junior.
I've already got him. Bobby Witt Jr.
I am going to take. Man, I'm tossed between three of them.
Of course, you are.
I'm a second baseman.
He's the Cubs.
File taken on the Cubs right now. I'm gonna go with No, I missed the pick. What happened?
You got two pitchers auto picked, Robbie Ray and Yu Darvish.
I'm gonna take
not bad picks.
I didn't want Robbie Ray.
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, pick Jackie Robinson, Denise.
What about Babe Ruth?
The Babe Sultan of Swan.
Babe Ruth would go undrafted in fantasy baseball.
That's right.
It's the Colossus of Clout.
I'm going to take Luis Robert.
Luis Robert. You know, I was going to take him, but his injury history, I was like,
I'm glad you went with that guy because I'm going to have to go with my boy from last year, Mr. Verdugo. I love Alex Verdugo.
I guess I better get a catcher at some point. That was as good a time as any, and that growling makes me so happy inside. So, Denise, you need to eat something.
I was wondering if your dog was upset about your last about ending up with auto picks.
You landed up with auto picks? Are you kidding me? Oh man. What am I gonna do here,
Brig? You've got 17 seconds.
Yeah, I know. Back off.
Okay? Get on with it.
This is how you end up with players you don't want, Brig.
You be quiet. All right, I figured it out. Pick. I got Wilson Contreras.
I'm sorry.
He'll do well in St. Louis.
You know what, though? He did really good for me last year, but I'm just angry.
Okay, so well. I got to take a second baseman. Check this out. You've got Jose Altuve, Jorge Polanco have got out next to their names. Then you got Max Muncy. No chance. I'm sorry. Jeff McNeil, the fake all-star. And then Ketel Marte is your next guy. I don't even know who to pick.
Ketel Marte.
I got Jonathan India.
Did you go one step down further
than
them?
I went five steps down.
Oh, this is fabulous.
Could take the pressure.
Man,
that's great.
Interesting list of second baseman there, though.
Yeah.
Go.
Hmm.
As I asked you.
Oh, I know. Okay. Lots of options for my next pick.
This is tough.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people I want to take, but I just can't.
Ooh, solid pick, Mike, with Tyler O'Neill.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That dude hit the weight room. I'm surprised they have not, quote unquote, randomly tested him yet. The way his butt has shown up this year.
Currently, though, Mexico's shutting down Japan.
Yeah.
What?
Big.
3-0 still. Top of the seventh.
Whoa.
I didn't see that. I thought Japan was going to be the team to beat.
Me too. I thought so, too. I'm surprised that Mexico is taking it to them the way they are. But you put a kid out there, Roki Sasaki, who doesn't have a whole lot of experience against a lot of these guys at this level. And I know he's played in Japan and done really, really well, but still.
And the way that Mexico owned the USA in their game.
Man.
Take this whole thing.
Yeah, they could. Okay, my pick. I got Mr. Dior.
Yes,
Christian
Carlos Correa.
Oh man, you're welcome.
This is tough.
Don't pick my guy because I have to pick him, okay?
You pick before me, bro.
Yeah, we have, like 3-4 picks left each? Okay, I want, before we end this, I want everybody to give their World Series pick for this year.
Oh.
I mean, everybody knows mine. Everybody knows my World Series pick. I got the Mariners this year. And have for the last, 3-4 years, Brig, that I've been saying that this is the year that they would win?
Saying 23. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's my pick. I got to stand by it.
Yeah, you do.
Mike, who do you have for the World Series?
Let's go Toronto and the Braves.
Ooh. I could see it.
Yeah. Good.
I'm guessing you didn't ask me about the A's because we all know they're going to finish last.
Yeah.
not even within view in the rearview mirror. Of the
I apologize for that. I should have. Who will be dealt? Who will be dealt at the deadline?
Laureano, hopefully. I hope he comes out and hits for the first 2 months and they spin him off.
Yeah.
Blackburn, if he comes back healthy and pitches halfway decent, I think he'll be gone. Maybe Tony Kemp to somebody that needs, you know, a bench player.
All right, I'm going to take a Cubs player. I'm taking Happer.
Nah, who?
I just heard my Cubs players go, yeah!
That's awesome. Because your dog's not growling either, so you must have done something right.
No, she's laying on the floor now watching the kids. All right. Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to take Josh Bell.
I was going to do that.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
He's not really sorry.
No,
John,
I'm not.
Who do you have for the World Series? Oh, after your pick. Jason, who do you have for the World Series?
Cycle back to me.
It's not even your pick, Jason.
Random pick here, but I just feel good about this kid because I have for a long time. Hunter Green.
Oh, who took?
Solid. It's a good pick.
As far as
was that Denise
goes, I'm going with the dark horse.
You what?
I didn't.
The dark horse. If the pitching can be there. In any way, it may not be this year. I may be a year ahead. Give me the city of Baltimore. Give me the Orioles.
I knew it. I knew that's where you're going to go, and I don't think you're far off.
There's so much talent in that. Not only the farm still has a ton of talent, but they're, if the pitching's there, they're going to be competing. They're definitely.
The thing that's funny is that the whole world believes in Baltimore except for their ownership.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
They got ridiculous. That pirate mentality.
I got I'm going with Tim Anderson.
Out.
If he could.
I hate seeing good baseball cities treated like garbage by bad ownership. Bad no, ownership no. That has the money and don't want to spend it, which is even more offensive.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I hate the city of Pittsburgh, but it's a great fan base.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful ballpark.
Yeah, yeah.
They long deserve history. Same thing with Baltimore, man. Baltimore, those people die hard for the Orioles. Another beautiful ballpark.
It's the true. One that started the whole retro, the modern retro ballpark.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
But no, man, the talent's there.
And I mean, and I think me and you are a little more not sensitive to it, but because of where we live, we probably know people who are O's fans, who are Pirates fans, and you kind of are more familiar with the issues that fan base has with ownership.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
Mike got Teoscar Hernandez, man,
and Brandon Lowe. On my list.
How did Anthony Rizzo fall this far to me?
You had to open your mouth, didn't you?
I did, because I just took him.
He was in my queue. Me
too. I was going to save him for the bench, but yeah, got I'm him. Excited about him.
Sweet. Because I can play him and Goldschmidt at the same time.
Yeah.
And Alvarez. I can have all three of those guys in the lineup at the same time.
Shut first up with base, the strategy. Shut up. That's my strategy.
Throwing it out there, fellas. And Denise.
This sucks.
And Denise is gone.
She gone.
And she's back.
I got it. There we go.
You know what? This late in the draft, I gotta do it.
That hurt, Brig. That really hurt.
Sorry, man.
Oh, Ryan Mountcastle. And then Jose Altuve.
Too late in the draft not to take him.
Well, he's going to be a good bench piece because you'll have him in, what, a few months, maybe by, like, August, once that hand heals up. Anyway, so who hasn't given their World Series pick? John did. Jason, you have – oh, you're Jason. On the clock. Denise, give us your
World Series pick. Who are the Phillies going to lose to in the World Series?
Let's go back to Jason.
This is a family-friendly show.
It is.
Denise, give us your World Series pick real quick.
Man.
Before you get on the clock.
I'm almost on board with the Mariners.
Because Denise has a great baseball mind.
She does. And I'm also.
All right, Jason, give us your pick.
Mariners, Phils.
Oh.
It wouldn't be the draft if John didn't chirp. I mean, I wouldn't sleep tonight if he didn't chirp. I got to be
the only time I've ever felt bad about chirping anyone is literally when I chirped you the like 5 minutes after they lost the World Series. That's the only.
And
time
I was pretty aggressive in my response too.
Yeah, I knew as soon as he responded, I'm like, oh. Yeah, he's not enjoying this like I am. I'll come back in a couple days. That's why you're way better than me, because I'd have been like, yo, what's your address? And I would have showed up at your house and been like, dude, don't ever do that again.
Brig, did you give us a World Series pick?
No, I think the Mariners are going to pull it off this year.
You guys are all drinking the Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. You're right.
Well, I know, but three out of the five of you are.
Well, you've done this to us. We've been around you so much that.
I think that's it. I think that is it, actually.
Oh, Denise is sending good vibes your way, Brig, that Rodon's not going to need TJ.
Ooh, I was hoping that we would all not pick him so the baseball gods would be like, fine. And then he'd actually be okay.
Players that are on the injured list. I took Nimmo earlier.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm not.
Did somebody just... Oh, no. Okay, I thought somebody took my next guy. Where'd he go? Oh, there he is. Okay.
Who did you pick up?
Oh, Josh. I haven't taken anybody yet. I thought somebody took my next guy out of my queue, but they didn't. So the last few picks, Denise took Carlos Rodon, Rowdy Tellez, and then Jewel took Sean Murphy, who will go down in history for his butt. More than anything. John took Josh Hader. Brig took Alejandro Kirk. And is that Tori took Alec Bohm.
Hader. I hate that guy.
And I've got Key Brian Hayes. Going to rack up the L's, but the dude's going to give me some points. That's what I think.
For my last pick, let's find a guy that can play the most positions. Picks.
Let's see.
Ooh. That's another solid starting pitcher.
Mike took Luis Garcia and Chris Bassett.
Yeah, those are good.
My last pick is tough. Because I want a pitcher.
No, you
I just
don't
know who. Let's see. I just scrolled down to Chris Sale. No, thank you.
Don't let Mike hear you say that.
I'm gonna take a waiver and I'm gonna take a gamble on Kodai Senga.
Ooh. Kodai
Senga.
So that's my team.
You know who I'm not going to pick for my last pick?
Who's that?
Adam Wainwright.
Smart.
I could not be more disappointed in his performance at the WBC.
Seriously. Torrey took O'Neill Cruz for his last pick. Yeah, Adam Wainwright was absolutely terrible. Like, unreal.
It was astonishing.
I was actually quite disappointed that we had to watch that in person, the first one, Brady.
Me too.
Very upsetting. Who's up? Brig.
Me. I just picked Lucas Giolito.
Solid.
Solid pick this late. All right. I think I found the guy that plays the most positions.
That's one thing that's nice about Wilmer Flores. Second base, first base, third base, and DH.
Yeah. Nice.
It's a good
that's
play.
That's one thing that's nice about this size of a league, though. There's only eight of us. There's still a lot of talent left.
Oh, on the ton of talent. Great,
taking Brady Singer as my my last pick.
Brady Singer.
All right, Denise, who do you have for Mr. Irrelevant?
I'll let you know when it comes to me.
More rocker.
Amazing.
Oh, you
hurry. You only have 34 seconds left. 33.
I'm not up. It's not showing me up.
Oh, it's Jewel. That's right. I thought it was you. I thought Jewel. Oh, Jewel. Come on, man.
Come back.
Is he still? Oh, he left the draft. He's on auto pick. So we get to sit and wait and watch. Who is he going to pick? He's going to get. Oh, it's not letting me show.
CJ Krohn.
DJ Krohn. I guarantee you he's not happy about that.
Yeah.
Oh, he just came back just in time to see.
And now he's gone again.
Yep, in and out. All right, now Denise says, Mr. Irrelevant. Who'd you pick?
Andres Jimenez.
Excellent. Very good. Well, that is our fantasy draft. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. We really appreciate it. This is a lot of fun.
I don't feel good about this.
I never feel good about my draft. My two favorite parts of fantasy sports are naming my team and drafting. After that, I don't even care. I just play after that. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Baseball family, we'll check in with you in a minute.
Baseball family, thanks for joining us for this year's fantasy draft. That was a really good time, and we always enjoy this part of every year. So stay tuned, and we'll give you updates throughout the season as the fantasy shenanigans continue. First, before we go, we already plugged our good friends at Chinook Cedary, but don't forget, code BTPOD will get you 10% off your orders there. It also helps the show. Another way to help the show is to jump on Patreon.com, search for Baseball Together, and you can support us with monthly monies, which help. At $1, $5, $10, and $15. And there are different, you know, reward-based systems accompanying those that we really are eager to give you. And the biggest one is the bullpen cut of the show, where we share everything uncut and unedited, and it's a ton of fun. So that's over at Patreon. It's a great way to support the show, and we love our rooters. That's what you will be referred to if you become a patron.
That is absolutely right. And baseball family, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Let us know what you think about what we're doing. Drop a like on the YouTubes and leave a comment. If you have anything that you want to share about anything that went on, give us some feedback on the draft. How do you think it went? Who had the best draft? Who had the worst draft? Most likely me. But anyway, baseball family, thank you so much for joining us. We will catch you next week.